The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
We're joined by somebody who has her music has appeared. Her music has appeared in the Grammys repeatedly, where she's two Latin and one main Grammy. But it's in a whole load of some of the most successful US TV shows. So Parks and Recreation, it's in the soundtrack to Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. It's in Orange is the New Black. And she has sung with, played with, partnered with some of the greatest artists known to man. She is currently playing in the Cork Jazz Festival, or will be this evening in the Driscoll Arts Centre. She is Gabby Moreno. Gabby, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
It is a great pleasure. Can I talk to you about your collaborations?
Yes, absolutely.
The first of them, it brings back a trauma for me, because many years ago, I think it's about a decade ago, I got given tickets. A friend of mine couldn't go, gave me tickets to see Lenny Henry, who is a British comedian, and Hugh Laurie in the Olympia. And I thought, this is going to be funny. So I went and I sat down. They came out and they sang a couple of songs. And I thought, I wasn't expecting this, but fine. Start with the jokes, lads.
Yeah.
45 minutes later, I realized, hang on a minute, this isn't comedy. And it was them just singing, which was the first that I realized Hugh Laurie is extremely talented on the piano.
So talented. He's brilliant. I mean, I didn't know that either, by the way.
Well, how did you discover? Did you go to a comedy gig and get confused?
Yeah. No, I just, I was in LA, and that's where I live. And a mutual friend of ours, producer, invited me to come to the studio because he was producing a great artist who happens to be an amazing comedian. And I go in there and Hugh Laurie is there playing the piano. And I couldn't believe it. And so they asked me to sing a song with him called Kiss of Fire. And then they asked me to stay in the studio and record a few songs more. And then a couple weeks later, they asked me if I could join him on tour. And yeah, that was, by the way, my first time in Ireland was playing with him. And it was just so, so wonderful. I was on tour with him for a year and a half, and it was the most incredible experience I've ever had.
What's he like as a human being? Please tell me he's difficult and a prima donna and the whole thing was a nightmare.
He is a sweetheart. He is incredibly generous. God, I mean, I just have like the nicest things to say about him. It was so supportive of me, of my music. One time we were in New York, we played a show there. And then the next day I was playing a show of my own at this little jazz club. And he came down and he sat in with me and he played piano with me. He's just that kind of human being. Really, really wonderful.
So if Hugh Laurie first brought you to Ireland, what first brought you to the Cork Jazz Festival?
That, oh my goodness. Well, I only got added last minute. So I'm doing a little European tour here. I played a couple of shows in London. I played a sold out show in Paris a couple nights ago, and I had a few days off. And so only like, I think it was a couple months ago that this was added. So I'm just so, so excited to be here in Cork. Actually, this is my second time in Cork. I was here a couple of years ago, playing at a small club, but I'm so excited to come back with my band for the very first time and so looking forward to tonight.
And if anybody wants tickets, it's the Driscoll Arts Centre. Doors are at 8:30. So you can just throw either that or Gabby Moreno into Google and you can get the details for tickets there. So this means this is your first chance to properly hang out at the Jazz Festival. It is good crack, it has to be said.
Yes, I actually got to see a bit of Gregory Porter's set last night.
Oh, very good. So you actually had a night off for once.
Yeah, yeah. I arrived yesterday afternoon, so that was soul lifting.
Now, you said you live in LA. You didn't originally live in LA. Guatemala is originally home, isn't that right?
Yeah. I'm born and raised in Guatemala. So that's another thing about me is that I sing in English and Spanish. And I have a lot of, I have influences from blues, soul, jazz, but also a lot of Latin music in me.
And what brought you to LA?
Music, really. When I was 19, I decided I could no longer stay in Guatemala because there's really no music scene there. And I looked to LA. I was signed by a label and I moved there. And it's been so wonderful.
And fairly quickly thereafter, you found yourself, this is a bit like touring with Hugh Laurie. You end up on tour with Tracy Chapman.
Yes, that was my very first tour ever. And sadly, that was her last tour. She hasn't toured since then. This was 15 years ago. But yeah, that was the first time I went on a full-on US tour. just by myself, just me and my acoustic guitar, and you know, got to meet her, and another lovely human being.
What's life like on the road in that kind of setting? Is it an? Funny. One of the people that you also toured with, Jackson Brown, he has that song, "The Loadout and Stay," where it's the actual life of the road, and it seems to consist almost entirely of the inside of a bus, then the inside of a venue, then the inside of a bus. Is there anything beyond that?
Exactly. Well, for me, it would be the inside of a car, the inside of a plane, the inside of a train. Yeah, it's not very glamorous at all. It's a lot of hard work. Muscles ache from carrying all you know, my instruments and my merch and my luggage and everything. So, yeah, once you're on stage, oof, it just feels like paradise, because everything else is a lot of hard work.
Surely you have roadies to do all of that lark for you. You don't have to carry your own gear.
I don't. I'm not quite there yet.
So on the topic of Jackson Brown, what was the experience of working with Jackson Brown? Because again, there's a guy who was sort of, he's been at a sort of the center of a Venn diagram of a lot of that California singer-songwriter history. I mean, there's Warren Zevon, there's the Eagles, there's the Glenn Fry. So he's an interesting guy in terms of the connections that he has. Was he good to work with?
Yeah, absolutely. I met him again at a small club in Los Angeles. He's just that type of person. He's so humble and so sweet that he just comes out any given night to see a show at a small club in LA. And that's how I met him. And then I got to do an album with Van Dyke Parks a few years ago. And we invited him to sing a song with me, a song actually that was written by Ry Cooder called Across the Borderline. And it was just so incredible to sing with him, to have that experience, you know, just recording with him in the studio. And I did invite him one time to come and sing with me at a concert in New York. And oh yeah, he's just so lovely. I love Jackson.
Your version of On the Borderline, you do your own, there's a multi-point harmony midway through that where it is you harmonizing with yourself and obviously laid down on track and then loop back over.
Yeah.
Is that like Bowie used to do that a lot? Is that a difficult thing to do, to sing with yourself?
No, I actually love it, because I love harmonizing, and when you harmonize with yourself, it's I mean, the blend is perfect. So it's really it's something that I really enjoy doing in the studio. Really fun to do. I mean, I also love harmonizing with other artists, of course, but
it blends better with the tone of your own voice, does it?
I'm sorry?
It blends better when it's the tone of your own voice. I never realized.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. It's there's nothing quite like it. So it's fun. I miss it, of course, when I'm singing live, but because I don't use any tracks or anything. Everything, when you go see my concert, everything is live. I don't use any laptops, computers, none of that. Everything is real instruments.
You never have that little temptation for a small smidgen of auto-tune, no? On those long evenings.
Not yet.
So tell us what you've got planned for the gig this evening.
Well, we're going to be a trio. I brought my rhythm section from Los Angeles, and just playing songs from off of my new album that I released this year called Dusk, and also a few songs from previous albums. Like I told you, I'm going to throw in some songs in Spanish, and you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's I hear it's a lovely venue called Triskel Arts Center, and very intimate. And so I'm really looking forward to that. Those are my favorite types of venues.
When you then finish up your tour and you go back to LA, the way that you describe bumping into people, a la Jackson Brown, it sounds like you live this sort of bohemian jazz club lifestyle that is all very cool and trendy. Is that the case, or is life more mundane than that?
No, I mean, that's the beauty about being in a city like Los Angeles, because there's so many musicians and so much good music being made there. I mean, like I said, any given night you could just go into a club and you'll see like the most incredible folk and jazz musicians. And I'm lucky enough to, you know, be friends with a lot of them. So that's one of the things that I love about being in LA.
And are you not locked in a constant commercial struggle for the next deal, clawing at each other to climb the greasy pole of success?
No, no way. Can you imagine? Yeah, no, I'm, I'm, I stay grounded and like I said, just grateful for being there and for being surrounded by good people.
You mentioned having played in Paris, having played in London, doing Cork Jazz Festival. How long more have you got on the tour before you're able to hang it up and relax for a while?
I have a show in Barcelona on Monday and then Madrid on Tuesday. And then that's it for me for a little bit. I have another show in LA in November 22nd. And that's it. December, I think I'm going to go home to Guatemala to see my family because everybody's there. And just, you know, recharge some energy for the next year.
What's Christmas in Guatemala like? What do you do for food? I can't imagine it's turkey. No.
We do, you know, we do tamales. Tamales are really big in Guatemala. And gosh, I want to say, I think, yeah, tamales is the big thing.
And then just a lot of tamales, as far as the eye can see.
And then fireworks. We do a lot of fireworks right around midnight. It sounds like a battleground if you're there at midnight.
You had me at tamales, but tamales and fireworks, this is about as good as Christmas can get.
Yeah.
It has been a great pleasure talking to you, Gabby. I hope the gig goes well this evening and I hope you enjoy the bit of a break when you get back home. That is Gabby Moreno. And again, Gabby's going to be playing in the Driscoll Arts Centre as part of the Cork Jazz Festival. And you can fling any of that into Google and you can get the detail on tickets. Doors are at 8:30.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.